This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. A while back, a friend told me, you have to read this great book, Song of Spider-Man, the inside story of the most controversial music in Broadway history by Glenn Berger. It will change your life. Now, when a friend recommends a book so highly, I run out and read it. So I did. This book tells the story of the very controversial, much criticized and debated musical Song of Spider-Man. It was one of the most expensive, most ambitious, and most dangerous Broadway musicals of all time. It was also a big flop. This book talks about how the show came together and how, despite, or perhaps because, of the involvement of so many brilliant people, people like Julie Taymor and Bono, and so much money, it went terribly wrong. The book is the memoir of Glenn Berger, a playwright who co-wrote the book for Spider-Man. Reflecting on the many intractable problems of that show, Berger writes, "So were we prepared? Who knew? Donald Rumsfeld talked of known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But, this pertained to theater as much as to wars in Iraq, what he should have mentioned but didn't was a fourth category, the unknown knowns. According to Slovene philosopher Slavoj Žižek, unknown knowns are the things that we know, or that we should know, but maintain willful ignorance about because we'd rather not acknowledge them." Berger gives an example of how scenic designer Rob Bissinger pulled Julie Taymor and him aside at one point, and he mentioned a problem he was having. One of Bissinger's roles was to meet with potential investors with a model of the set and explain the show to them. Bissinger told Taymor and Berger, "I've told this story of the show like 100 times, and it's a great story. It's really great. But it's weird. But there's this place in the middle of Act Two, and every time I got to it, something just didn't make sense." Berger reflects that for their team, Bissinger's raising of this problem could have been the beginning of a long conversation with a serious and thorough examination of what was jamming the gears in the presentations. But instead, Berger and Julie Taymor just moved on. Berger continues, "Those concerns of Rob Bissinger's about the middle of the second act that we didn't want to investigate were another unknown known." I think this is a great phrase and a great reminder, and I've often experienced this problem in my own life. There is an unknown known, something that I know deep down is a problem. It's something that should be addressed, but because it's easier to ignore it or pretend like I don't know about it. It's helpful to be reminded of the unknown knowns, and it's comforting to know that even the most professional and accomplished people struggle with them. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.